Maseches Yom Perek Vav Mishnah Beis Mitzvah Perek Vav Mishnah Hey. The focus of the sixth parak is the Sar LaAzazel, the goat which was sent off the cliff in order to atone for the sins of the Jewish people. As we learned, there was a lottery. One goat was designated Lashem to be awarded as a korban, whose blood was thrown on the Kparoches and into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the Mizbeach. As we learned in the previous parak, the focus of this parak is the second goat, the Sar LaAzazel, which after throwing all of the blood of the Sar LaHashem. After that, Bori lo etzel Sar HaMishtaleach, the Kohen Gadol would come next to the Sar HaMishtaleach, the goat which would be sent off the cliff. So he was standing by the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdosh, the Somer Shtei Yadav Olav, and he would lean his two hands on the head of the goat, Umisvada, and he would confess for all of the sins of the Jewish people, Achach HaYomer, and he would say the following, Honor Hashem, please Hashem, Ovru Poshu Chotu Lefonecha Amcha Beis Yisrael. Your people, the house of Israel, have sinned intentionally, have rebelled, have sinned unintentionally in front of you. Honor Hashem, please, with your name, with the name of Hashem that we are uttering, which represents Hashem's mercy, with this name, Kaper Nola Avonus Tapshom Lachatoim, She'ovu V'Shaposhu V'Shachotu Lefonecha Amcha Beisrael, atone now for all of these different types of sins, which your people, the house of Israel, have sinned before you. Kakosu B'Saras Moshe Avdecha, as it is written in the Torah of Moshe, your servant, Lemur, saying, Kivayom Azei Chaper Aleichem Letarashchem, because on this day of Yom Kippur, he will atone for you in order to purify you, Mikol Chateseichem, from all of your sins, Lefnei Hashem Titoru, in front of Hashem, you will become purified. Now when the Kohen Gadol mentions Hashem's name in this Pasuk, there's a discussion as to which name he used. Some learn that he used the 42-letter name of Hashem, the only time during the year, and that would certainly explain the next part of the Mishnah, where we see everybody's response after the Kohen Gadol mentioned this name. However, according to others, he mentioned the regular name of Hashem, the four-letter name, although possibly pronounced it slightly differently. The point is that when people heard the Kohen Gadol mentioning Hashem's name on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, the Kohanim v'Amorim v'Bnei Zara, the Kohanim and the rest of the people who were standing in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdosh, when they heard the explicit name coming out of the mouth of the Kohen Gadol, they would bend down and bow down and totally fall flat on their faces, bowing down totally flat, total humility and nullification of themselves towards Hashem on this holy day after the Kohen Gadol mentioned Hashem's name. The Omer, and they say, blessed is the name of the glory of his kingdom, of his kingship forever and ever.